With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, if you've ever been to a This Is Pop Baby show, you'll know that they go big. And company and show director Finny McMahon joins me now to tell me about their new show, which is a little more intimate. 0800 Cupid is a project arts for the Dublin Theatre Festival until October 5th, and then it's off to London. Bailey, you're very welcome along to the show this morning.
Laura, I'm so happy to be here.
We're delighted to have you. Tell me, what's the story with 0800 Cupid?
For anybody that has seen a This Is Pop Baby show, you know that we do these kind of mix of live music, drag, dance, theatre. And this is, you know, you said it right, this is a more intimate offering. So for anyone that saw Wake, which was like 1,000 people at National Stadium, this is for 200 plus people a night at Project Arts Centre. And it is, there's an amazing performer, writer, star, house music vocalist called Emer Dineen, and she's written this piece called 0800 Cupid, which is about, for people who are in their 20s, it's about finding connection in the big city in our chronically online, hyper digital, disconnected world. Yeah. And so it's kind of, it's a play wrapped up in a 12 track album produced by EDM legend Elaine May.
Oh my God, unreal.
And so you kind of get this kind of concert experience, gig experience, theatre experience, all in one.
What should we know about Emer Dineen and her character that is Cupid?
Yeah, so for me, Emer Dineen is a very interesting performer because she grew up in London, born in Cork. And so this production has, you know, for anyone that's, you've got listeners today in London, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a whole diaspora story, which is very personal to me because I was born into the diaspora. And there's this whole kind of, there's all these amazing Irish creatives dotted around the world who are doing these kind of explosive things. You see it in fashion, you see it in art, you see it in theatre, Emer Dineen. And at This Is Pop Baby, we're very interested in like, how do we create a platform at home for all of this creativity? So to come home. So for Emer, it's kind of a homecoming of sorts. She's played the main stage at Glastonbury as a house music vocalist.
So cool.
She is a cabaret star. She is an actor. She is a playwright.
Yeah.
And so it's very special to be able to kind of honour all of those talents on the stage here in Dublin for her for the first time. For her own work. She was DJ Duncan. For anyone that's all awake, she was DJ Duncan, the English cousin. People will remember Duncan was a fan favourite. And so she's got this drag king character called Cupid, who is basically, for all of those who are, you know, for disaffected and disconnected, Cupid is here to kind of bring people together.
Producer Nina says, uttering amazing as DJ Duncan, like absolutely obsessed.
Yeah.
You said there a second ago just about the connection and people who are chronically online. And like, can you tell me a bit more about this like disconnection idea, like how people feel and what the show is going to do for that?
I think that we're looking at like, think about the world that we look in, like that we live in, how divided everything is and how, you know, that how black and white discourse is, particularly online and that kind of thing. And we see in the extreme that people, how, you know, the rabbit holes people can go down online, or, you know, the idea around the kind of far right kind of preying on younger people or whatever. And so that's kind of the far end of like where the world is going. But like there's also just that there are a generation of people that grew up on the internet that don't feel like real connection is possible for them, right? Or they don't. And I think that live theatre offers us something incredible because it's saying, look, put down your phone, turn off the internet, come into live spaces together. It's also what nightclubs do for us, right? And we're losing our nightclubs as well.
And like, actually, we are losing our nightclubs.
Yeah.
And you think about it, like, it's not just Dublin focused either. Like, when I was growing up, me and my friends were only talking about this the other day. Like, I'm from Galway, grew up in Galway. We had more clubs than hot dinners down there. Like, there was so much going on. And that's all gone now. Like, they've got really nothing to go to. And it's the same here. It's kind of like that over in London as well, is it?
So think about, like, all of those experiences, like, and, you know, years later, you'll be telling the story. Oh, do you remember we did this and then we did that? And so there are whole generations of people that don't have those experiences. And
so
they're finding they're building their value systems online.
Yeah.
And online discourse is so black and white, and it's making everybody take this position or that position.
Yeah.
And actually, we all live in the grey area in between, and we dance in the grey area in between. Mm-hmm. And live theatre is about coming into those spaces and looking at the world through an artist's eyes, through somebody else's eyes, walking in somebody else's shoes. That's a very healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
It's also a very enriching thing to do, right? And so they're the kind of experiences we want to offer And also make the case for live theatre, for like live spaces, live gigs. Mm-hmm. You go to a gig in Whelan's, like the emotion that you can feel in a song. And it's just like, so what live performance offers is a very, you know, is I think as we go increasingly digital, AI, yada, 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 coming back into live spaces together is going to become crucial.
It's kind of like 2D to 3D. And I think all the time as well, conversations that happen online have no tone. You can't get across your point properly and then it turns into an argument. Whereas, as you're saying, in the grey space where you meet people out, be it at a live theatre or if it's in a nightclub, you can have a conversation with someone and it can go a completely different way and it can go in the way you intended because you can explain yourself better and you can make more connections. You can learn about different cultures face to face as opposed to it all happening online. Everybody is searching for that human connection in some way, shape or form, even in sea swimming. You're like getting out into the sea just to connect with other people. Like, do you think that we can get it back or are we just chasing this idea?
I think we have to get it back. I think we'll, like, at some point there's going to be a move away from online.
Yeah.
Just because, like, just how hot all of that is getting. Yeah. Like, even if you look at what's happening on Twitter or whatever, it's unrecognizable to what it was. And even then in the last decade, even from like the last 10 or 15 years, the acceleration of digital and our brains and our worldviews are getting scrambled and the news cycle is moving too fast. And there's a whole drive to say, well, look, hang on, let's go into a theatre, let's go into a club together. Like, you know, certainly around clubs, Laura, right, is that like to be able to sweat and dance off the day's events, where it's so healthy, you know?
It is.
And so you talk about sea swimming, you're getting that same rush there. Yeah. And what we try to offer in the theatre is that same experience, the same experience of the 40 foot, just over 80 minutes under electric light, you know?
And all the conversations off the back of it. You said at the very beginning of this that Elaine May is the music director on this show. So I'm assuming that everyone can have a bit of a bop while it's happening.
Yeah, look, the music, so Emer and our musical director, Tom Beach, are the songwriters. And then I reach out to Elaine, who I didn't know, who I now count as a friend, reach out and said, would you please come and put the Elaine May magic on the production of this show, which she's done. And so you get this kind of live concept album, come theatre experience, come rave, come cathartic outpouring. And so, yeah, look, the joy is, look, it's returns only for Dublin Theatre Fest. These tickets just went out the door. And so Soho Theatre in London said, yoink, come and please play a run. So like there's this great bringing the diaspora home and then travelling back with the show as well. And there's this whole kind of London, Dublin experience that's happening. So for anyone that's listening in London, we're at Soho Theatre in October. We're there for 10 shows only. Come along. And for anyone in Dublin, we're please try for returns. There will be returns, but it's sold out.
Or
for
even
now.
I mean, people are always booking kind of last minute weekend breaks and all that kind of stuff. If you are going in October, it would be really cool to see it over in London as well, because it's kind of look, it's like going to an Irish bar when you go on your holidays. It's like
I should be getting a kickback from Aer Lingus if anybody's traveling for the show.
Vinnie McMahon, company director of This Is Pop Baby and director of 0800 Cupid at the Project Arts Theatre as part of Dublin Theatre Festival. Thank you so much for coming into us today.
Thanks, Laura. FM with Laura Fox Podcast.